Thank you, Madam Chairperson, our Director of Statistics, Mrs. Theresa Smith. I want to acknowledge Deputy Governor, Mrs. Polias, our Chief Director, and other management and staff of the bank. Mr. Edmund Jackson, the Chairman of the Regional Debt Coordinating Committee. Financial Secretaries, staff of our debt management offices across the currency union, broker dealers, financial institutions, other invited guests, partners, members of the media, ladies and gentlemen, good morning. Good morning. So allow me to begin by welcoming all stakeholders to the launch of this ECCU Public Debt and Market Information Web Portal. Here assembled are the builders of the platform, as well as together with the suppliers and consumers of public debt information. Today's launch marks another milestone in our ongoing enterprise to build out an ECCU financial market infrastructure that is fit for purpose, modern, diversified, and of course strong. We believe in a single economic and financial space. The currency of the 21st century is data, and not just data, but data at our fingertips. And so when Rina illustrated earlier on how the website, the web page, the portal can be used, what essentially we now have is a tool in our hands to be able to navigate very quickly very important information. I think of my days as a student at UWI, and I'm doing a class in economics of public finance. What a wonderful tool that would have been had it been available. I wouldn't tell you how many years ago. My point is that it's a wonderful tool now available to all our citizens and indeed all stakeholders within and outside of our region. The Eastern Caribbean Central Bank recognizes that information is a public good and that the dissemination of relevant and timely information by both the public and private sectors is an indispensable element of our quest to transform the Eastern Caribbean Currency Union. The launch of this portal is an important deliverable in our strategic plan. And as I always say, if you are not familiar with this plan, I urge you to visit our website, become familiar with the plan, and more importantly, become an implementation partner. And why is that necessary? Because this plan is for you and about you. It's our future, and we have to own it, and we have to transform it together. This initiative was born out of a desire to ensure that the public has the best information available to make informed decisions. Whether that is an investor considering a purchase or sale of a government security, a credit rating agency assessing the credit worthiness of a government, a financial institution requiring information to meet the IFRS 9 obligation, a licensed broker providing advice to clients, a regional or international financial institution undertaking surveillance, academics and students undertaking research, and of course, the media, which is an essential player in our liberal democracies. Indeed, far too often, our region is misrepresented because of a paucity of data and information for published reports. So many times have we seen reports and you look at the Eastern Caribbean or you look at the Caribbean and it says, data not available, NA. It's always disheartening to see that because the truth is we have more data than we think. Yes, we could do better in terms of gathering information and disseminating, but the truth is that we have more in the cupboard than we realize, if only we could get it distributed through appropriate channels. That is what this tool is all about. Furthermore, our public discourse is often characterized by far more heat than light because of missing or misrepresented facts. How many times have we listened to shows and we just wish somebody would just inject some facts so that at least people could be appropriately guided? One of the objectives of this particular effort, and the chairman of the RDC spoke to it a little earlier, is to broaden the investor base for the regional government securities market, a major component of the Eastern Caribbean securities market. The RGSM, now in its 18th year, has allowed our governments to raise almost $14 billion, delivering significant financing and savings in the process. The RDSM, which forms part of the capital market in the ECCU, is indicative of the benefits that can be derived from our single financial space. A country like Dominica, for example, with a population of 72,000, can, in fact, expand its investor base using the regional market, where we're talking about a population of about 630 persons. Investors in any ECCU country can make an investment without worrying about the impact of a depreciation in the currency on their capital. Investors in any ECCU country can make an investment without worrying about exchange controls restricting repatriation of principal and interest. Also, investors in government securities do not have to worry about taxes on these investments. You see, when we set up the market, the governments agreed that there would be no taxes on these investments to incentivize and encourage people to invest in the market. Licensed brokers, broker-dealers, can operate across the space without any difficulty whatsoever. This is our market. We created it for ourselves. And the question is, 18 years on, are we maximizing this market? What else can we do? And the chairman of the RDCT spoke to the, and challenged the broker-dealers to do more, to bring more people into the market. At this juncture, our data suggests that only less than 1% of our population are active users in the regional government securities market. In fact, it's more like half percent, half of 1%. That's 350 persons. I mean, out of a population of 630. Even if you take all those who are of school age and, you know, underage and so on, you still find that it's a very small sample of our population that are actively engaged in the market. And we believe, given the juxtapose, so here is the situation, only half a percent, 1% of our population are actually using this market. But you juxtapose that fact with the excess liquidity in the banking system, a long-standing issue. And surely we must conclude that there are significant opportunities to broaden the investor base for this market. And the chairman of the RDCC made mention of some of those opportunities. So I want to encourage us to think about how we can broaden this market. Before I conclude, I wish to recognize and express our gratitude to the Government of Canada for its sterling support for debt management in the ECCU through the Debt Management and Advisory Services Project, DMAS. We have seen the benefits of the capacity building efforts under this project, and it is now incumbent on our participating governments and the ECCB to build on this solid foundation and create a legacy of professional debt management. For its part, the ECCB remains fully committed to support member countries through capacity building in the following areas: debt recording and management, debt sustainability analyses, debt management strategies, and investor relations management. Before I conclude, I wish to touch on two decisions of the Monetary Council. First is a decision of the Council that member countries should seek to attain a public sector debt to GDP ratio of 60% by 2030. In 2014, that ratio in the ECCU stood at 80.2%. At the end of 2018, the ratio had fallen to 68.5%. While several of our countries remain above that average, we are encouraged by the debt trajectory at this point in time. In pursuing this target, we well understand that there are some years when countries may temporarily increase because of a natural disaster or because of major capital development projects. However, we continue to encourage our governments to enact fiscal resilience frameworks, thereby creating buffers and opportunities to pursue fiscal prudence with some enterprise. Second, the Council has agreed that the respective governments would lay in their parliaments their medium-term debt management strategies and also publish them to enhance the transparency and credibility of the debt management process. In conclusion, I wish to thank all those at the bank and our several partners who have assisted with this project. I do recognize that there is a move of the vote of thanks, so I will not want to steal his thunder, but I do want to say thanks to our Director of Statistics, Mrs. Theresa Smith, our Deputy Director Responsible Debt, Mrs. Julietta Edinburgh, our project team leader, Ms. Rena Mead, and all of our colleagues across the bank, some of whom you will hear about in a while, as well as our partners at the IMF. I specifically want to recognize Diego Rivetti. Diego was first at the IMF, now at the World Bank. He's been with us on this journey for some time, as well as other colleagues from the IMF. But above all, I want to recognize our participating countries. Without them, this simply would not be possible. And going forward, we are going to have to rely and will rely heavily on our countries to continually update the portal to make sure the information is timely and accurate. Folks, this is about transformation. Why? To ensure shared prosperity across this region. And there's a common theme in all of these launches and all that we are doing in our strategic plan. So there's transformation with the use of technology. You think about what we've done in the last few years, there's a common thread, it's technology. Because we understand we cannot transform this region without the appropriate use of technology. I'm very pleased that we are here today. I thank all of my colleagues associated with this launch, and I thank you for your attention. Thank you.